Chapter 2. Draco Malfoy, Actual Lizard. Harry's friends cruelly abandoned him to talk to Draco, on the theory that it was his own stupid plan. Traitors. A small voice inside his head pointed out that he'd never had friends to be traitors before, and he should be grateful. The little voice that told him he was ungrateful for things always sounded like his aunt. He tuned it out with long practice. Malfoy? Got a minute? How could I not, for the hero of Gryffindor? That was sarcasm, right? Yes, Potter. It was sarcasm. Good job. Draco was a git. Harry attempted to smile, which made Draco eye him as if he was a mountain troll. Great. Look, you're, join my potion study group. Draco's expression turned complex. Why? Because. Why, Potter? Because you're better at potions than me, Harry said in one long, miserable breath. Draco smiled, like a lizard. No, Potter, I think I can figure it out on my own, thanks. And Draco walked off, humming to himself. Harry was halfway back to his dormitory before he figured it out. And so he was red-faced and sputtering with rage when he tried to explain why Draco Malfoy was the absolute worst to Ron and Neville. He's worse than my cousin Dudley, Harry said fervently. I didn't think anyone could be that awful. You know we have half a foot due for defense against the dark arts tomorrow, don't you? Hermione asked, from where she was studying for a class that wasn't potions. He really didn't understand Hermione sometimes. Morosely, Harry went to get his parchment. Draco was still looking smug the next morning. The lizard. And in potions, the next week, while he was waiting for his own potion to stew, he wandered over to Harry's to peer at it. You're cutting your roots wrong, Draco said with a blissful smile, and then wandered back to his potion, humming that dratted song under his breath again. There were two different sets of roots on Harry's workbench. He eyed them with disfavor, because they were all already cut up, and he'd been sure it said to cut one lengthwise and the other widthwise, and they had to be added half a minute ago. Draco had thrown off his timing entirely. A point from Gryffindor for inattention to detail, Potter, Snape said from behind his shoulder. Harry jumped and dropped half his roots in his potion all at once. The cauldron melted. Draco Malfoy was the worst.